make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
Hello, welcome to Let's Communicate. This is a group of first year students from José de Churriguera Secondary School. We are going to do this radio program in English and we hope you enjoy it.
Good morning. Today we are going to read the news, speak about some athletes, and we will listen to a radio story written by our classmates. You'll listen to We Will Rock You by Queen, and we hope you will spend a nice time with this radio program. Let's get it started.
We are Marcos, Gonzalo, Laura, and Adil. We are going to introduce ourselves before reading the last news on the internet.
Hi, my name is Marcos. I'm 12 years old. I love playing basketball and playing tuba. I think that I am funny and friendly. In my free time, I like surfing the internet.
My name is Gonzalo. I am 12 years old. I love reading and playing football. I think I am intelligent and friendly. In my free time, I like to go running. I am going to tell you about Paris.
My name is Adil. I am 14. I love playing handball. I like meeting my friends.
I think that I am likable, mature, intelligent, responsible, organized, but I am resentful and with temper. I am friend of my friends and I can keep a secret.
Thank you very much, Laura.
And now it is the time for From Nels.
Ayatollah of Washington has paralyzed the veto on the prohibition of entering the United States to the citizens of Muslim countries like Iraq, Yemen, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Libya. Also, he said that not even the president is over the law, and the law must be respected. Donald Trump and its government do not agree with the decision of the judge, and a new law has been passed to ban the entrance of citizens from these Muslim countries. Esther Furiak, the spokesman of the White House, has said that the government is going to appeal the judgment. Actually, he has been fired.
Some of the most popular tourist attractions in Paris, like the Louvre Museum, are temporarily closed to visitors because of heavy rains that have caused the Seine River to rise to its highest level since 1982. But despite this close, Miriam Gallion, the founder of the Paris-based travel consultancy Voyage Confidentiels, said that tourists calling the city are lacking in sightseeing options. The attractions that are closed are mainly along the Seine River, but the city's valley, they fell toward the Opera House, Palais Garnier, and the Rodin Museum, she said.
current list of what is closed because of the heavy rains. Travelers can visit the official site of the city's convention and visitors bureau for the latest updates. The Louvre Museum is closed at least through June the 7th. The Orsay Museum is closed at least until June the 7th, according to its website. The Grand Palais was closed on Friday and Saturday, but reopening on Sunday. The Paris SeaWorld Museum is closed until further notice. No cruises are currently operating on the Seine. Some cafes are located along the Seine's quiet sites are closed. A train and tube station, according to the Paris Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Saint-Michel Metro and Rail Station and the station Cluny-la-Sorbonne are closed to the public. There is some service on the RERC line in Paris between the station Paris-Orlert, Jebel and Avenue Henri Martin. This closed Miriam Gallon, the founder of the Paris-based travel consultancy Voyage Confidentials, said that tourists currently in the city are lacking in sightseeing options.
In the latest twist in a legal issue that has encouraged musicians, Paul McCartney filed a federal lawsuit on Wednesday against the music publisher over ownership of some of the Beatles' most famous songs. Paul's suit is over what is known as the right of any creators to reclaim of the works from publishers after a specific length of time has passed. It was part of the 1976 Copyright Act, and in recent years it has become a potent force in the music industry as performers and songwriters have used the law to regain their work.
Now we are going to listen about virtual reality devices.
A virtual reality headset provides immersive virtual reality for the wearer. Virtual reality headsets are widely used with computer games, but they are also used in other applications, including simulator and training. They comprise a stereoscopic head-mounted display, stereo sound and head motion tracking sensors. Some virtual reality headsets also have head tracking sensors and game controls. Smart glasses are wearable computer game glasses that add information and see or the what to wear says. Typically, this is ARFs, those objects head mounted display glasses. Early models can perfect basic tasks such as who serve as a front head display for a remote system. In the case of smart glasses, utilize cellular technology or Wi-Fi. Modern smart glasses are effective virtual computer which can run self-contained mobile apps. Some are hand-free that can communicate with the internet via natural language, voice commands, wheel, and use tone button.
Our news bulletin ends here. Thank you for listening to us. If you want more information, check our blog on englishstory.blogspot.com. Bye.
Lost in your mind. Oh no.
Good morning, this is Danny, Alex. Today we are going to speak about some of our favorite athletes. But before, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Alex, I'm 12 years old. I like playing video games and my favorite one is Overwatch.
Hello, my name is Danny, I am 12, I like playing football, watching Formula 1 and speaking English. Lost in
your mind.
Mireia Belmonte was born in Barcelona the 10th of November in 1990. She was the first Spanish swimmer who won an Olympic swimming gold medal. She was the fastest in 200 meters. In 2007, she was the second placed in European Championship. In 2012, she won the silvery medal in London in 200 meters. She became the first Spanish to win medals at the Olympic Games in London. She began the swim when she was 5 for a doctor advice. She has always loved this sport. She has participated in a lot of Olympic Games, and she has got records of the world in and Spain.
Carolina Marin is a badminton player. She started to play badminton in her city. In 2009, she was the first Spanish player of badminton to win a gold medal in the European Championship of Badminton Sub-17. In 2012, she played in the Olympic Games, but she was eliminated by Li Xuerui, the winner of the gold medal in this tournament. In 2016, on 19th of August, she won the Olympic Games, overcoming Pusarla Venkata, an Indian project. Pau Gasol is a famous basketball player. His length is 2 meters and 13 centimeters. He is 36 years old. He won the 2006 FIBA World Championship in Japan, 3 Eurobasket titles, Poland 2009, Lithuania in 2011, and Croatia, France, Germany, and Latvia in 2015.
His first professional game was with 21 years, on the 15th of August 2001. He has scored 3,073 points throughout his career. He is now in the team of San Antonio Spurs. This is all for today. Have a nice day.
Bye!
If this night is not forever, at least we are together. I know I'm not alone, I know I'm not alone. Anywhere but ever, apart we're still together. I know I'm not alone, I know I'm not alone.
story that takes place in a fast food restaurant. To begin with, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Jorge. I am 12 and I like pasta and playing basket.
Hello, my name is Laura. I am 13 years old and I love ice cream.
Hi, my name is Aizan. I am 12 and I like dancing.
Hi, my name is Lucia and I'm 12 and I love painting.
Hi, I am Lucia. I am 13 years old. I like pizza and I love playing music. I can play the guitar and the piano.
Let's get our story started.
Nobody by my side.
On a normal day, Luna and Peppa went to a fast food restaurant.
Hi, Peppa.
Hi, Luna.
Hi. Can I help you?
I'm Tom.
And Jerry?
Well, what would you like?
Can we have two hamburgers, please?
Okay. Would you like anything else?
No, thanks. That's all.
Tom went into the kitchen and there Crystal was cooking.
Crystal, two hamburgers for the table too.
Anything else?
Yes, put this in his hamburger.
Tom gave a spider toy to a Crystal.
Why?
It's a joke.
Then, when the burger is served...
It's a spider.
Haha, it isn't real.
What?
It's a prank.
It isn't funny.
Haha, yes, you know, I know everyone know it. Haha.
Then they changed their telephone numbers and continued being friends. And week ago...
Hey, Tom, do you want to meet at the park?
Well,
we aren't going to eat you. You aren't very appetizing. And we could have a stomach ache if we ate you.
Okay, when?
At 5:30 in the evening.
Okay, wait, in 5 minutes?
Yes, hurry up.
At the park.
Are you serious?
Who? Me? It's a joke.
Peppa is never serious, is she?
Okay.
Hey, do you want an ice cream?
Me?
Yes, both.
Yes, of course.
Then let's buy the ice cream.
Luna threw the ice cream to his face and a war of food began. And they lived happily ever after.
For today, we hope you have liked this program.
You can visit us on englishtourera.blogspot.com. Bye!
We have just listened to a group of students from first year secondary school from José de Churriguera
and I think they did it really well. This was a really good job, so let's get an applause for all of you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Estás escuchando la emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
Tienes derecho a permanecer en silencio. Cualquier cosa que digas puede ser utilizada en tu contra. Tienes derecho a no revelar tus opiniones sobre política, cultura, sociedad. Tienes derecho a seguir ciegamente lo que digan los líderes de masas, los que mandan en política, deporte, movimientos sociales. Tienes derecho a ver, oír y leer lo que los grandes medios de comunicación deciden emitir.
Pero también tienes derecho a no permanecer en silencio. Tienes derecho a decir lo que piensas por cualquier medio de difusión, a escribir un artículo en un periódico, no solo una carta al director. Tienes derecho a difundir tus opiniones en un blog. Tienes derecho a tener tu propio programa de radio o televisión.
Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho. ¿Por qué no lo decimos otra vez a ver qué tal suena? Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho.